Chrysalis, EPCC's bilingual literary journal, is about to celebrate the release of its latest issue with an event on Friday, April 21st at 6 p.m. at the Rio Grande campus's Little Temple. The event will feature readings by contributors as well as readings by the English faculty. It is free and open to the public, and here to tell us all about this latest issue of Chrysalis are student editors Christopher Thorensen, Camille Montoya, along with their faculty advisor, Ms. Minerva Leviaga. How are you? Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So you all have been working on this issue for a year.
Yes.
Correct.
Tell us about your journey, because a year is no joke.
Yeah, so this is, well, my first time even being an editor at all. So when Professor Leviaga asked us to do it, I was really nervous because of, I guess I just didn't know how hard. I assumed it was going to be really hard just because there's hundreds of submissions, I guess. But we broke it down into different editors. So I'm the managing editor, and Chris is the poetry editor. And so each of the submissions were broken down into the categories that they were. Right. So it wasn't, like, too hard. Like, yeah, we still had, like, a lot to do, but it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
And it's incredible because you have your proof here with you. So that's got to feel good, no, to see it actually come to fruition?
It does. A physical copy, I mean, it kind of makes that leap from where we started. As Camille was saying about being nervous, I mean, I'm nervous right now. This has been a whole year of firsts, definitely. First time for me as well being an editor. But I think being an English major definitely helped with that. Like Camille said, I am the poetry editor, and it was a bit different than a lot of the things I'd done, but I came to enjoy it very much.
So before we started recording, both of you, I just kind of assumed that you were contributors, but you all didn't contribute. Was that by design?
Yes, we try to open the space for people in the community, faculty, staff. And our work is we hope, is projected in the aesthetics of the journal and the selection of the pieces.
And how it comes together, kind of.
Yeah, so you'll see on Friday the cover, and the cover was chosen by the editors. Part of our team, aside from Camille and Chris, is Nora Weiss and Lisbeth San Martin. So we have a Spanish editor and our submissions manager.
Now, Minerva, this has been a journey for you, too. I mean, you guys even went to Washington, D.C. Will you tell us about that trip and why you were there?
We were very fortunate to have the support of Dean Janet Evler and Blaine Primusage from Valle Verde Primusage and Dean Evler from Trans Mountain. And they helped to fund the trip for the students. And we also had support from friends and literary supporters. So the whole team was able to go to Washington to the Association of Writers and Writing Programs. And then they can tell you more about what they saw, but my intention for bringing them was so that we could all see what was happening in contemporary literature, in contemporary publications, so that they could come up with their own style and design for the journal.
All right, so now we'll kick it to you all. What did you learn from that, and how did you put it into practice to creating Chrysalis?
Well, at the AWP conference, there's like hundreds of different booths, so we all got like free journals. Like the other editor, Nora, she took home like
20 or some journals.
Yeah, like, it was a
big, so pretty much you guys are constantly
journals.
Reading
constantly,
yeah, that's what I'm learning here.
And we were getting different ideas from different journals, like our poems in this journal, they're all black with white text, or not white text, it's the color of the page.
Right.
And we stole that idea from a different journal.
Inspired by.
Yes, we borrowed it from a different journal. So it was just seeing, like, different styles from different...
across the nation.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to how I mentioned it was a year of first, I mean, first time in Washington, D.C., but besides that, it was an entire conference built around creative writing, and there were hundreds of panels to go to. I mean, either you wanted to learn something new or you wanted to keep learning about something you really enjoyed. And I think that helped us along the editing process and seeing professionalism at work there at the AWP.
And does that provide validation for you all choosing your major? So I will confess now that I was also an English major. I went in an English major and came out a mass comm major. But my parents were like, what the heck are you going to do with that? So did something like this bring validation to what you all are doing or what you aspire to do?
It definitely did. It was also my first time in Washington, D.C. It was a huge culture shock. But inside that conference, I just felt, I guess, at peace? Not yeah. at peace, I guess, like, safer than I
well,
would.
Well, you found
like,
your people. Yeah. I mean, there's a room full of, yeah. of writers and readers just like you guys.
It was, like, it was really cool to see all of those writers. And like Chris said, there's, like, a lot of panels to go to. So to hear them speak about what they love, which is what I love, right. It was really cool.
You're like, and, this thing is real.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And we had the support from well-known writers for them to go, because these are writers who are recognized nationwide, like Rigoberto Gonzalez, Richard Yáñez, Andrea Blancas Beltrán, Regina Muir, Silvia Aguilar. I mean, there were so many writers mm-hmm. who were excited for them to go, and they helped to make that happen. So it's nice to see that we're part of a community, like a literary community that supports each other and that supports young writers and editors.
No, absolutely. I mean, you guys are doing this. I know, Christopher, you made the leap from EPCC to UTEP. How's that going for you?
Fairly well, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, so far so good?
Yes, I mean, all my classes have been going very well. It's a bit of a difference, but it's something I've come to, you know, get used to and enjoy very much.
And Camille, you're about to make the leap.
Yes, I am. I attended UTEP my first two or three semesters of college, and it was really scary because it was like high school and then UTEP.
Right.
So I went back to EPCC because it's a smaller, like it's physically smaller. So I felt
like okay,
yeah,
I can
more
do
comfort
this.
In it. But yeah, I'm coming back in this fall.
And now you know this guy over here, so
yeah.
That should be helpful. So you guys have a big event planned for Friday the 21st. Tell us about that and what we can expect.
We'll have contributors to the journal read their work. We'll have a variety of fiction, poetry, and pieces in Spanish. And then we're also going to have music, and we're going to have faculty reading their work as a way to promote creative writing in general. And our students sometimes don't get to see the other side of faculty where they are doing their own work. So right. We want to celebrate that as well. And it's open to the public. Everybody's invited. We're hoping that a lot of our friends can come and join us in celebrating this issue. It represents the work of these great students. So we're very proud of it.
Well, I think it's going to be amazing. Is there a piece in there that you found transformative or that did something for you and something that touched you?
There was one piece that I absolutely loved, and it was written by this little girl. I don't remember her name. Do you?
Celeste. She's 9 years old.
And it was a poem. And in a way, it was, I believe, 8 lines, but it was so profound, written by someone so young. And I fell in love with it immediately.
So what did she write about, or can you share that with us?
Yeah, actually, it was written on a piece of lined paper, and so we took the image of that, and we put it into the journal, but it was entitled Wait, and it was about her wanting to grow up, and she equated it to being a bird and leaving the nest, you know, and escaping from that cage.
You're like, you're 9 years old.
Right, it was incredibly deep.
Let's hear it.
Wait, I can't wait to leave the nest, to join the other birds. Wait, I can't wait to hear things I haven't heard. Wait, I can't wait to be a grown bird.
Wow. You're right. How do you write that at 9? Right?
Simplicity, I mean, is key, and it's so concise. And for 9, I know, it was just...
It is pretty profound.
And she's one of the readers on Friday, so you...
She will be reading her,
yes,
so you can hear it
in
her voice.
Yes, if you come to the event, you'll get to hear Celeste reading her poem.
And I don't know, I mean, you mentioned it, but I mean, you said she'd written online paper, but to our listeners, when you get your copy of Chrysalis, it's actually the drawing and it's her birds.
Right, there is
and,
a drawing included with
yes,
it.
It's a full-on illustrated work. It's all of Chrysalis in one right there.
Yes.
It's so cool. I don't even know what to say. Okay, so if somebody wants to contribute, because I know you're wrapping up this issue and you're bringing it out, but that doesn't mean that the opportunity isn't there for writers to continue to submit their work. And I know for aspiring writers, it's important to be published. So if you could share those details about how people can share their works for future issues, that would be fabulous.
The complete submissions guidelines is at chrysalisepcc.blogspot.com. And the deadline to submit is December 1st, 2017. And we accept English and Spanish fiction, nonfiction, poetry, excerpts from graphic novels, novels, plays, scripts, and visual art and photography.
Excellent. And we'll be sure to include that link too on the posting here on State of the Arts as well.
Thank you.
All right. So you have your big debut. Congratulations on knocking out this issue. A year, a labor of love. Are you guys ready to put it out into the universe?
Definitely
yes,
ready.
Yes. Good. Yeah, right? You're like, yes. After a year, like, let's get this thing out of the hatch. All right. Well, congratulations. We are all invited on Friday, April 21st at 6 p.m. at the Rio Grande campus's Little Temple to the unveiling and issuance of the latest issue of Chrysalis. Today, my guests have been Christopher Thorson, Camille Montoya, and Minerva Levega. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.